They've waited a long time for this to be at home. Slipped in front and Crawford another block. Five to go. For the third time in 6 years, the Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry and the Blackhawks. That's right, a team of white Canadians, Scandinavians, and two Americans with a Native American name. Talk about passing, right? They are the champions. In six games against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Blackhawks clinched another Stanley Cup. Their third win in 6 years, as you heard there, courtesy of NBC. But it was their first clinch at home in 77 years, long before the United Center even existed. Cheryl Way Stout covers sports for WBEZ in Chicago. Cheryl, a wild night in the Windy City.
It was well worth it. Hello, how are you today?
Great. I love the hoarseness in your voice that shows you were working last night.
Yeah, it was a long, long night. But, you know, it was one of those times, you know, we haven't had one of the Stanley Cups at home. So it was one of those thrilling moments. I've been there at United Center for all the Bulls championships. So this one was really special because the Blackhawk fans, they are very, very excited, happy, and they're very devoted to this team.
Is this a dynasty?
I would have to say yes. In fact, Gary Bettman, when he gave the trophy to the Blackhawks, he called it a dynasty, so it's a dynasty.
And who are the performers? I mean, this is much more of a team effort than the old dynasty Michael Jordan days in the NBA. This is a real team, and they're young, and they're very well-drafted, and, you know, this could go on for a while.
Well, you know, seven players have won the three championship trophies with the Cup, and so they're important. Sharp, Jalmerson, Taves, Kane, Keith, and Seabrook, and Hossa. But when you look at what happened in this series and in the playoffs, it was Duncan Keith who had an outstanding series, and he won the Conn Smythe Trophy.
Here is Duncan Keith, the trophy winner.
It's been really special. Obviously, you play with the same guys for a long time, you develop a bond, and then when you can win a championship, it just reinforces that. And be able to do it three times, we're all proud of it, and we've all talked about, you know, what it would be like, and you know, like I said, we're just super proud to be part of a group like this.
Do any hockey old-timers in Chicago talk about the original six and the fact that the Blackhawks are really harkening back to the very early days of the NHL?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's one thing about with the way the Blackhawks have evolved over the years with Rocky Wirtz taking over. He's embraced the old-timers. Bobby Hall is always there. Tony Esposito is always at the United Center. Unfortunately, we have, you know, there's some players that are not doing well, and so they're not there. But it's something that they've embraced, and they revel it with it too.
Is Bettman going to keep this team together, or is it going to be really, really different come next year?
It's probably going to be different because, you know, with that hard salary cap, they're going to have to shed some players. And it's likely going to be people like Patrick Sharp is probably going to be gone. Brian Bickle is probably going to be gone. It's going to be hard for them to keep people like Brad Richards, Antoine Vermette. These are players that they acquired for this year. So, yeah, you're right. They're going to have to shed some players.
And it's not going to be even next year. I mean, that's the crazy thing about hockey season. It's, you know, hot, and we're looking at the Stanley Cup, but the new NHL season will be with us before too long. Cheryl Ray Stout covers sports for WBEZ in Chicago. Congratulations to you and all the hockey fans out there in Chicago.
Thank you. It's been a great ride.